Why is it that you decided to run for this seat?
I just felt like I could do more for my country and more for my community as a state senator than as a district judge. I felt that as a district judge, I saw some things that I would like to change, particularly in the criminal justice system. And the chances of me changing that, effectuating any kind of change in that regard as a district judge was limited. But I felt like I could make changes as a state senator.
If you are elected, you'll have to hit the ground running. It looks like we will not have a state budget anytime soon. What can you do to help with that state budget issue?
Well, what I want to do is I want to bring a judicial-style philosophy to Harrisburg. So as a district judge, I was required to make a decision within a certain period of time, whether it be 24 hours or 72 hours. At the end of the day, I had to sit down, I had to listen to both sides in the courtroom. I had to weigh their arguments equally, and then I had to make a decision. I had to make sure that government was working, and I want to bring that to Harrisburg, not only to make sure government works, but to make sure we're listening to all points of view, and we're weighing those points of view, and that we have a give and take in Harrisburg. I would, though, try to make sure that we hold the line on tax increases, particularly the sales tax. The sales tax, by definition, is a regressive tax, and the expansion that's being proposed by Governor Wolf right now would be, I call it cradle-to-grave taxation. We would have taxes on everything from diapers to daycare to professional services in middle age. College students would have to pay taxes on textbooks, college meal plans. Senior citizens would have to pay it on nursing home care. And then even after death, you'd have a tax on funerals and caskets. I would try to fight that. But at the same time, I would try to make sure that we are having an increase in school funding.
Kind of sticking on this idea of budgeting, the state has an aging infrastructure. What can be done from Harrisburg?
Well, transportation is a core function of government, and we certainly need to make sure that we have transportation, we have infrastructure for the population. We've already had a tax on transportation that was passed a few years ago previously, so we have funding there. But one thing we need to do is we want to make sure that we can have expanded transportation infrastructure. For example, I would be a big supporter of having the Mon Fayette Expressway extend from where it currently ends now in my hometown of Jefferson Hills to 376 and create a greater infrastructure and transportation around the South Hills and the whole district in general.
Should the state have its own minimum wage? And if so, what's the right number?
I wouldn't take anything off the table when looking at the minimum wage. I'd have to look at some studies, but as a baseline rule, I would be opposed to an increase in the minimum wage right now. I feel like an increase in the minimum wage would discourage small businesses from expanding, would discourage small businesses from making new hires. My opinion is that if we were to raise the minimum wage, it would hurt the people that we're trying to help because it would create less jobs. We'd have less jobs for minimum wage workers. And remember, minimum wage is just the base entry for these jobs. Most of these workers move up as they should.
In the same vein, when the nation's economy was going through a recession, the economy here in Pennsylvania didn't dip as much. We started to come out of it, and it looked really good. But now the other states are starting to catch up to us. So what can we do to jumpstart the economy?
Well, one of the reasons why we were doing well in Pennsylvania is because we had a new industry coming in, which is the oil and gas industry. I think it's very important that we encourage this industry because this industry creates family-sustaining jobs. And it creates a boom for the economy with supporting jobs that support that industry. So one thing we have to do is we have to make sure that we promote this industry, that we don't overtax this industry, and that we reduce taxes in general for businesses. So we make Pennsylvania an attractive place to open shop, and that will lead to family sustaining jobs.
As a district judge and as a former member of the military, how does that background impact the way you would run the office?
Sure. Well, there's leadership. The fact that I was in the military, if you just look at what I did in Iraq, I was prosecuting terrorists in Iraq in the Central Criminal Court of Iraq, which was the Iraqi federal court system. I had to work with third-party nationals in order to get convictions. So if you can negotiate with third-party nationals, of course, you can reach across the aisle, negotiate with other residents and members of the Commonwealth.
How do we take care of the pension situation in Pennsylvania?
We have to reform it, short and simple. We have a $53 billion unfunded pension liability right now. what we can't do is we can't change the pension with folks that have already had that pension vested. It's unconstitutional, it's unfair, and frankly, it's just, I would think it would be immoral. But we have to change it for new hires, so we need prospective changes. So what I would do is when we have a new hire, we go to a 401k style system where there's a defined contribution, not a defined benefit. That way, when folks in my generation start to retire, the problem will self-correct because we'll have that 401k style system in place. Now, to get us from this current position now to where we'll be in 30 or 40 years, we have to make sure we find ways to fund that pension. That may be pension obligation bonds. That might be changing some of our funding elsewhere through the budget. But we have to make sure we honor the pensions that are vested and the obligations we have to folks paying into the pension now. But we have to change the system for prospectively for new hires to go to a 401k style system.
This district, to look at it on the map, kind of has this weird shape, and it might seem like it's very diverse. But when you start looking at some of the communities and the people, there is a lot of similarities, I feel. So what are some of the issues that impact this district that maybe the state as a whole is not seeing?
Well, education is huge in the district. We have phenomenal school districts, Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon, West Jefferson Hills. The list goes on and on. So this is a district that cares a lot about education. So that's why we have to make sure that we have adequate funding for education, just because we want to make sure we keep our schools as strong as they are currently. Two is jobs. This is an area that really cares about economic growth. And I think that a lot of the policies I would bring to Harrisburg would encourage economic growth and would create family-sustaining jobs, as I said before.
Guy Reschenthaler is the Republican running in the special election for Senate District number 37. Guy, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.